Okay, we're up to Perek Lamed Vav in Sefer Tehillim 36, and this is a tefillah of David HaMelech, davening that Hashem should recognize the tzaddikim and the rasha'im. And the first part of the mizmor is about the what a rasha does and what a rasha thinks and how a rasha lives his life. The second part is what a tzaddik does and how a tzaddik views Hashkachas Hashem. And the third part is the last pasuk or two is just the tefillah that David HaMelech says, please don't let me fall to prey to the machshavos of a rasha. That's the mizmar. So Maseach, again, the Radak says that this is said, and the Rashi says this is said keneged the Yetzirah. First pasuk says, Lamaseach le'eved Hashem le'david. Lamaseach, again, for this is a song, Le'Evet Hashem, Le'David, David being an Evet Hashem, and David is proud of being an Evet Hashem. What is an Evet Hashem? One who knows that he is not in charge, that he's not the Adon. An Evet means that there's a recognition that there's an Adon. Says the Radak, Lefisha Medaber Barasha, Shedaito She'ein Lo Adon, She'ya'anishuhu Ala Rasha Oseh. He's a Rasha who does not think that there's an Adon, who will punish him on the evil acts that he does. L'ficha le'evet Hashem, ki hu atzas rishayim, because he says, atzas rishayim rechoka menu. V'hu evet Hashem be'emes, v'yodeh she'esh lo adon, gomel ha'adam al tov ara. Basically, it's somebody who does not believe in Tzchar Va'onesh, right? Tzchar Va'onesh is one of the Ikari Hamun, according to all the Rishonim. But the Rambam has it as one, the Sefer Ikarim. Even though, as we've said, he knocks down the Rambam from 13 to 3, but he agrees to this one in the fourth parak. At the beginning of Maamar Rishon, he says, "Vehu he karim hakolim aherchrechiyim ladasa lokimim shlosha." The three muchrach beliefs are: Hey, Metzias Hashem, v'hashkacha l'schar v'onesh, v'Torah min Hashemayim. God exists. God is in has given us instructions, and there is a schar v'onesh to our actions. Ve'elu shlosha heim avos l'chol ha'ikarim asher ladatos ha'elokios. Could go in Toras Ha'adam, Toras Noach, Toras Avram, Toras Moshe. Zula zem in ha'toras ha'elokios em efshe she'imatsu yosu mi'achas mizvan echad. V'chulu, he continues. But these are the three. He says these are keneged Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios is keneged Mitzias Hashem, right? That's the Akei Nekavach Hashem Elokeinu Liros Meir V'sver Zezecha. Zichronos is Charva Onesh, Hashem remembers. And Shofros is the Torah min Hashemayim, as we know, the shofar, Hashem blew the shofar at Har Sinai. Lufisha matan Torah haya be'em sa'us kol shofar chazak ma'od, kamohu lo nihiyem min ha'olam nikrei shofaros. Shofar, those are the three relating to the shloshes ikare ha'emuna of the ikar. So the parak starts off, l'matzeach le'evet Hashem le'david. Ne'um, so this is the ne'um, this is what the speech of the Pesha la'rasha. Bekerav libi, right? This is the word and the speech of the Rasha. Bekerav libi, David said, it's in my heart. Meaning, I know what he's thinking. Noom peshal a Rasha. Bekerav libi. Ein pachad elokim leneged einav. There is no pachad elokim. There's no yiras Hashem. Does not fear anything. He does not, right? What does it say? By Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu, ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh. There's no yiras Shemayim. There's no yiras Shemayim. There's no rules. There's no limits. And that's what a Rasha does. A Bachar Lekim Negev doesn't believe in Schar Va'onesh. It's the opposite. I saw it interesting. The Rinas Yitzchak says maybe this is the opposite of, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch starts off. Right? Not too often does the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, quote the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam quoted the Mor Nevuchim. First Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, a very well-known Ramah, but it's recorded the Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, who klal gadol b'torah malos ha-tzadikim. Hashem is always in front of me. Shivisi Hashem, I place Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Lenegdi, in front of my eyes, who call God Batar Malas as Hadikim, Asher Hochim Lefnehu Elokim, that go in front of Hashem. Ki Ein, as the Rambam explains, Ki Ein Yeshiva Sa'adam Vitnu Osav, Va'asakav, Vulavado Bebeso, right? A person's sitting and actions and movements aren't the same when he's alone. Ki Shiva So Vitnu Osav, Asakav, Vulafne Melach Gadol. Kol Shekin, Ki Yasim Ha'adam Elibo, Shamelach HaGadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Malikal Aris Kvodo, Omed Alav, Veroe Bemaseyu, Miyad, immediately. Yagi Elav Ayira Vahna Bepachar Hashem Uvaboshto Bimenu Tamid. The Arizal says you always should think of Hashem Hashem in front of you, but that's the opposite of this pasuk, right? Ein Pachar Elokim Leneged Einav. He does not have Pachar Elokim in front of him. A tzaddik always has Pachar Elokim. Ki Achlik Elav Beinav. Right? He has smoothed over. Right? Elav Beinav. Limsoa Vono Lisno. To find sin Lisno to cause himself to be hated in front of Hashem. Divrei piv aven umirma. He just speaks falsehood and sid. Chadal lahaskil lehitiv. He has stopped thinking. Chadal haskil, right? The first step, as the Ramchal writes in the Mesillas Yesharim, the first step of Avodas Hashem is zehirus, to think. But this Rasha says no. Chadal haskil lehitiv. Oven yachshov al mishkavo. He thinks about sin on his bed. Al mishkavo. Yisyatzev al derech lo tov. He stands himself up in a path that's lo tov. Ra lo yimas. He is not disgusted by Ra. He loves Ra. What does it mean that he thinks about sin al mishkavo? So the Malbim has a comment here where he says that really naturally every person is a tzelem elokim, as it says in Perkei Avos, and everybody should want to do good naturally. But this person precluded his natural state, right? He thought of sin in bed, yachshav mishkavo, so that he'll be able to view life in a crooked way, thinking about sin and not doing what's right naturally. Oven, says the Malbim. Sheha Adam mitzad toldaso v'tivo noteh sheyaskil ha'emes v'sheyetiv ma'aseu pulosav. That's what's natural. Roi sheyimas b'ravi yidvak batov. That's what's natural. Rak aidei sheoven yachshov mishkavo. Im rak yachshov machshava oven bi'yun. Az im rak yitziyasev al derech lo tov b'maisa. Hagam shelo yiyah b'kum v'asei. Rak v'sheyev al tase. You won't do good. That itself is bad enough. And that's what the Malbim says, that he has made himself, taken away the natural goodness in a person. That's what a Rasha does. Hashem b'hashamayim chasdecha emunascha ad shechakim. Hashem, your chesed is in shamayim and your emunah ad shechakim, all the way in all of the heavens. Right? Unlike the Rasha who says there's no such thing as charva onesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved, the tzaddik realizes that Hashem is involved in every little aspect of one's life. And that, of course, is the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says we all have to believe that every single part of our life is really from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no such thing in the Ramban's words as Teva. The Ramban, to read his Lashon, through the open miracles, we recognize that Hashem's involvement is even in the hidden miracles. A person doesn't have a chelek at Torah's Moshe at Shanaman until he believes, behold, v'reinu mikreinu, shekulam nisim, ein bahem teva u'minhago shalolam, bein barabim mei biyachid, ela im yasa amitzvos yaslichenu scharo, v'im yavar aleihem, yachrisenu ancho. Hakol b'gzeiras elyon, everything we do makes a difference. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every little nitty-gritty aspect of our life. And that's what a tzaddik thinks. Hashem b'ashamayim chasdecha v'emunascha ad shechakim. There is a long malbim on this piece, if on this pasuk, if one wants to look at it, where he talks about the difference between chesed and emuna, the difference between nisim and teva, and he thinks the opposite. And usually we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved to perform a miracle when there's something unusual that takes place. And he says, no, when a Jew does mitzvahs, that itself keeps the world going, and that itself is something unusual. You can look at the Malbim, it's a long piece. We're not going to go into it. But next, we have a couple of more well-known psukim. Tzidkascha kekarei kel. Your tzidkus, now it's the switch, right? In the pasuk vav, switch. The first five psukim are about the Rasha. Now, a couple of psukim are about the tzaddik. What a tzaddik believes, that Hashem is constantly involved. Tzidkascha kariel, the pasuk that we say by Mincha on Shabbos, we say tzidkascha, a few psukim, tzidkascha tzedek, because that is the time that Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, according to the Besorah, they were nifter at that time, so we're matzdik the din. So we say psukim about tzidduk, about Hashem is righteous. Hashem is righteous, and we accept it. So this is one of them. Tzidkascha kariel, your righteousness is like a tall mountain. Mishpatecha tahom rabah. Your mishpat is like the depths. So the mountain and the depths. Your tzedek is karei akel, mishpatecha dehom rabah. Adamu vehema, toshia Hashem. Each one of these psukim parts of the pasuk can be spoken about. We'll mention Rav Chaim Shmulevitz talks numerous times in his sefer about these psukim. We'll mention maybe two of the thoughts that he mentions. If you look on page Reis Samach Dalet in the Sichas Musar, he talks about Matsinu, Sha Matsav Shall Safe Kushal Adam Yosem and Avadai. A person, we don't like to be in a state of doubt, of not knowing. Not knowing. As long as we know, we could deal with it. But he says, I feel b'makam shavade kasha v'chamor, even though if the vade is more chamor. He quotes the Gemara in Erech in Daf Ches. Tzidkascha kahare el. Like this pasuk. Elu nige adam. Mishpatecha tahom rabba. Elu nige batim. Nige negoim. Saras of a person. Saras of a house. Rashi there in Arachin, he quotes, Nige Adam shenivrarim b'shavua echad im latari lachale. Nige Adam, you only have 1 week of hezker, of being inside, deciding what the Kohen's going to do. Tztaka gadola hizu. Tzidkascha, you are tzedek, that's only 1 week of unknown. Nige batim yishpam hezker l'shol l'shlosha shvuos. A house could be muskar for 3 weeks. L'chora, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, mat tztaka yishpakach. Why is that at staka that if Nige Adam are cleared up after 1 week, if it becomes tame, wouldn't it be better just to stay in the hezger? Maybe it'll turn out to be tahar. Says the Sichas Bos, you know what you see from here? Lamanu mizeh. Kinoach ala Adam sheyuchlat beiso latuma im kolano ve'amikach. Tano netitas abayis me'asher yavar lav od shavua shel sveikus. In being in a state of not knowing, that is very difficult to a person, right? Ein simcha kataras hasfekos, as we know from the Ma'amar. V'u ha-chesed ha-gadol shosach ha-shbarach v'im Yisrael shenosalam Torah ha-mora la-adam is darko abrura. That's why the chesed that Hashem gives us the Torah, to have clarity and to know what to do in every situation. V'chol prad u-prad b'chayim yesh lo din mefurish b'shulchan arach. V'chol echam Yisrael ha-lo me Torah yodea ma-hu retzon kono u-ma-alav la-asos. One idea. If you look later on page Tuf Tez Zayin, he talks about another Chazal. V'nirish mash hispech hakasiv sukasla kari el mishpatecha tohom rabba l'lamdenu ba ki ba'oso din u'mishpat atzmo miskayim shneim ke'echad. The tzedek and the mishpat of Hashem come together. Says the Sichas Musar. Ubimakom shiyadunu mishpat hashmishpatei Hashem tahom rabba sham mamish tisnati tzidkas Hashem karika. Where do you see this? He quotes from Maisa Miriam. The story of Miriam. Miriam was punished for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And she became ill. Uba osa sha'atzma shenan shabonish komar. Right? Then at the same exact moment that she got such a punishment, vatisoger Miriam because of machna shivas yamim, nomar, what does it say? The Am didn't leave. The tzedek and the mishpat come together in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. Then you have Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hey. Rashi quotes, B'nei Adam she'marumim b'das k'adam arishon. We have a wisdom, a little sly wisdom. We put ourselves like an animal. What does that mean? How is that a positive? If you look in the Beis Halevi, Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha discusses Bris Mila. We're supposed to walk in front of Hashem like a tam. Inyan Tamimus. What does that mean? Sheyase Ratzon Abore V'lo Yachkar Lamat Tzivo Kein. Just nasav nishma. That's what his tamim means. Even though we can delve into mitzvahs, ultimately we do a mitzvah that Hashem told us. Not because of the tam of the mitzvah. And then he quotes this pasuk, the medrash on this pasuk, Adam ohed Hashi Hashem. Avam ish Adam anachnu nimshachinu acharecha kebehema. The medrash says, even though we are people, we follow you like an animal. An animal doesn't think so much, right? Ho'inyan. Tiha Adam ha'utze ratzon chaveiro va'utze kol ma shechaveiro mitzaveyu. If somebody listens to what their friend wants and does what they ask, become makom ikir ha'asiyah hu adai to the nafshe. Ultimately, I'm doing it for myself. I want him to think nicely of me. I want him to do it for me next week. Dari ikr masha shomei ladivre chavero vose kitzivuyo humishem demakir besichlo shoot zorach lasas vatzon chavero imitzad yira imitzad ava. I have to do it imitzad societal norms. That's ultimately why I act. But sometimes I have to act without thinking, right? Without thinking with any ulterior motive. To adam avabi shaha don kareu v'shomeilo ha'eved uba. Talks about when a person comes after being called by someone, that's not a kinyan. It's not like an animal. An animal can be nikneh b'kol. A person can't be nikneh b'kol because a person is adaiti denafshe. So we have to sometimes, says the Medrash, be like an animal. Adam, and sometimes just be like a behemoth, just follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly. Toshiya Hashem, that's what the Beis HaLevi says in Parshas Lech Lecha. If you look one more thought here on this pasuk, there's a lot on this pasuk, so in the Kimoti Shalal Rav, here on the pasuk, he quotes from one of the Mashgichim in Kol Torah. He quotes Lech Ora, he says, how is it that a person puts away his das? Elu b'nei adam ha'arumim b'das, u'mesimin atzman kebehema. But isn't das everything about who we are? Kol she'ein lo das, an animal is tova heimenu, radidabe kolabe, dilodabe mabe. If somebody has das, he has everything. Nas adam b'tzalmenu kibuseinu lavinu l'haskil. So that's the ultimate of what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to understand. We're supposed to figure out. So why is it that we are compared to, and the Gemara says in Chulin, Dafei, that we should try to be like an animal? Says the here, the Kibbutz Shal Ravi quotes, Zuachena derech ha'yishur she'yavru lo adam derech klal. Generally, you have to act with das. Avo yesh zmanim u'matzavim, shebahem tzarech ha'adam lahabit rak behoveh. Sometimes, what does it mean to act with das? To think about the future, to think about ramifications, to think about what this means in my general life. But once in a while, one can't think that way. You have to just look what's in front of you. Just look at the present. Right now, Hashem asked me to do this. This is what I'm going to do. Don't think about what's going to come out of it. Okay, naderach ha'yishar she'yavar lo adam derech klal. Aval yesh zmanim u'matzavim, shebahem tzarech adam lahabit rak behoveh. Not to think about the future. Just focus on what's in front of you. If thinking about the future is going to lead you to chalisha sadas and a weakening of your ability to be productive, then why are we thinking about this? Just focus on the here and the now. And that's your quotes from the Vilna Gaon. The Gra said often that when a person learns, he has to think that the only thing he has to learn in life is this one page in this one day and nothing more. That's the kind of sum on Adamu Behema, this pasuk that we say in Shabbos Mincha. Then we have a couple of psukim that the minug is to say it when one, right after one puts on tefillin in the morning. If you look in the Otsarat Tefillas, the Siddur, it just says that there are Kabbalah. There are Kabbalah to quote these, psukim. My yakar chastacha lokim, how precious is your chesed, Hashem. Uvenei adam, bitzel kanefecha yechsayun, and people will be protected in your shadow. Yirvyun mideshen beisecha, they'll be satiated from the deshen in your house. Venachal adanecha, and the stream of delights of Eden, Tashkem, you shall give them. Ki imka makar chayim ba'archa nire'or. With you is the source of life. In your light, we see light. Ki imka makar chayim ba'archa nire'or. There is a beautiful Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Yivalashin, on the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, in his commentary Ruach Chayim. He talks about this pasuk, ki imcha makar chayim ba'archa nire'or. The more we learn Torah, the more we understand about Hashem, the more we want to learn more and more. He says, like, if you go into a room and then you see inside that room, there's a door that goes further in. So you want to go to the next door. And once you get into that door, you see there's another door further in. You want to go to the next door. He says, that's the or of Torah. The more we learn, the more we want to learn. And he quotes this pasuk, ayidei or shehisagnu nira yoser sheish od or v'nekavela hasigo kedimyon hanichas lechedar amelech bebeis genazav hamali or yikras umisham roe delas lechedar apnimion. You want to go further in. I don't want to be outside anymore. If it wouldn't have gone into the first cheder, I wouldn't have known that there are inner rooms. Says the Ruach Chaim. That's the or, and that's this pasuk. We say it every morning. We put on tefillin. Ki imcha makar chayim ba'aracha nira or. In your light, Hashem, which is the Torah, nira or, we see even more light. Mishol chastachal yodechas. Now David Melech David and says, please pull your chasadim pull your chesed to those who know you. Let us be close to you. And your tzedek should be for those who are straight of heart. Don't let an arrogant foot bring me. And the hand of Rishayim, don't let them move me. Again, if you look in the Rinas Yitzchak here, he connects it to a Gra. The Gra in Mishlei says there are different Yetzaharas. There's from without and from within. Two Yetzaharas, from without and from within. Shnei Yetzahara Yesh La'adam. Echad mibachutz, echad mibafnim. Mibachutz. He olam shavayish yasim agabas nashal avodat Hashem yisbarach yigalu alav. Don't do it. They'll make fun of you, or you know something, some external problem. But then you have the with from within. The yitzhar from within. It's you're tired. It's cold. Don't do it. But you have to do the. So that's what we say here. Al tivoni regal gava. That's the external. V'yad rishayim al tini deni. Talking about within myself. Sham niflaflu pali. Oven let there. Let the rishayim fall there. Dochu. They should be pushed down. Lo yachlu kum. Davar Melech says, please let me be counted from the tzaddikim and not from the rishayim who get caught by the yer tahara. Okay, we'll stop here. Perek Lamed Vav.